Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I believe he ended up in the best place for him. He ended up in a place where the organization is set, the coach is amazing, and there is a culture of winning. So this is exciting for all of us. I hope that he is healthy, and I have never in my life cheered for the New England Patriots. But I'm letting y'all know, every Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whenever they play, I'm going to sit in front of the TV, I'm going to have my Cam Newton jersey on, and I'm going to be cheering because I hope he tear they tail up, and I cannot wait to see it.
Who was that filling in for Ryan Clark today? Who's that?
That was actually Ryan Clark.
That was Ryan Clark?
Wow. That guy that
a culture of winning? Mm-hmm. A culture of winning. Wasn't it a culture of cheating? Wasn't he that guy to get on
now
going?
The Cam's a starter. It's a culture of winning. It's the greatest dynasty in the sports history.
It's unbelievable, Lou. It has all turned here. Yep. Yeah, he called it a culture of winning. I just heard that. They said, oh, my God. He's a Patriot fan now?
Because I hope he tear they tail up.
There you go.
Wow. It's amazing how things just turn just like that.
Just like that. Cam Newton, starting quarterback. Number one.
This hour being brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with locations in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place. Lou's here. I'm here. The big fella's got the long weekend assignment, so he'll be back next week. We get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. So who is your starter for the New England Patriots on the opening game? Of course, the opening game may not come till December, but who's the
21.
Who's the starter for the New England Patriots on week one? To the phones we go. Here's Neil in Brockton. Hey, Neil.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Neil?
Yeah, so, Glenn, man, listen. I hate listening to you, man. When you have a point and you're trying to hammer at it, you just keep going on and on. You're not a GM, bro. Like, Belichick made this move. Okay, so if you have a problem with that move, it's because you don't believe in Belichick.
Exactly.
Because he is the one
I don't believe in Belichick.
Greatest GM and coach of all time.
Really?
Why he's doing this.
I should fight that.
And you're totally wrong because it's obvious what he's doing. It's
well, that's obvious.
Go ahead.
It's obviously why you don't like what I'm saying, because you hear that hatred of Belichick in my voice, and I apologize for that, but it sneaks out every once in a while.
He loves this move.
You and then you're saying these words like, I'm not sure if it's a...
People hear what they want to hear, Luke.
Why don't you just say, I want this, I think this guy is better. Don't change when he's the starter.
Hey, Neil, I'm sorry to upset you because you obviously have a new binky and you're all excited about your new binky. I love the move. This is a no-brainer.
I'm saying
this is the brilliant Bill Belichick.
Smart.
It's a no-brainer. How do you lose if he sucks? If Cam Newton comes in here and his back goes on him, his shoulder goes on him, how do you lose? It's costing you nothing. And if anything, you're creating competition now and pushing the kid.
To act like this guy is better than Cam Newton, come on, bro. Like,
I didn't say he was better than Cam Newton.
Then just stop talking about it.
I didn't say he was better than Cam Newton.
All you're doing
what are you listening to? Are you paying attention? You think I? You think I?
Come on, be real.
I hate Belichick.
Nobody. This guy's nobody. Like, he's not. He's not a better quarterback. End of story. You can't keep talking about this the whole week, man. Stop.
When did I say that, Neil?
Well, you did. I love that when you just say he's going to start week one.
Yes, but that's for a different reason. I gave you the reason why, and that is that I'm worried about Cam Newton from a health standpoint. And second of
week
all,
one?
Yeah, at the beginning, I'm worried about him right out of the gate, and I am also concerned about him picking all of, not necessarily picking up what they're doing. I don't think that's going to be an issue, but the accuracy and getting on the same page with all of these receivers, I think Stidham has an advantage there. He has an advantage.
How accurate is Jared Stidham?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Lou, have I ever sat here and said that Jared Stidham is a good quarterback?
No, but that's the thing. It's like this discussions is like we always talk about what, you know, Cam can't do, and you know, it's the reason why Stidham's going to start. We don't have a damn clue what Jared Stidham can do. Don't give me that whole, like, he looked good in batting practice in camp when he's going up against guys that probably didn't even make the team, and he got cut. And you know, guys that got cut, he looked good with them. You know, like, he's throwing the ball well, great. He's got great chemistry with Gunner. You know, what do we look at in camp?
I'm not disagreeing with anything. I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said. And he goes in there in that first game against Miami, and in the first quarter, he could crap his pants. I have no idea. The only way I'm judging my opinion
is because
as Neil just said, the guy that I can't stand, Bill Belichick, I hate the guy. I hate everything he does.
Yeah. Caller was way off on that.
He's a little off. He's not hearing what I'm saying. He just, you know what it is? He is all upset that I'm not sitting there praising and handing the job over to Cam Newton. That's what he's upset about.
Before. Like, I think Bill Belichick could, you know, give people, you know, maybe you, a little scoop of dog poop. And say, you know what, this tastes good. And you could eat it and be like, you're right, Bill, it does. And then they sign Cam Newton. And Bill looks at you and says, why are you eating dog poop? And you go, geez, I don't know. You're right. This tastes like crap. I think that's what's happening here in New England a little bit. I do. Maybe not you because you're sticking with the Stidham stuff.
No,
but
I think
like whatever he says, it's all good because we don't want to have opinions on our own or be like, oh, well, he says we're good. We're good.
I think I've been consistent with this.
Right
from the get-go. But if you look at the polls that have been taken, and Tyler, you can probably refresh our memory on this one, but polls that were taken weeks ago, nobody wanted Cam Newton in this town.
No.
They were soundly against it.
Yeah.
And now suddenly when you ask people who's going to start, like 80% say it's Cam Newton, and now they all love Cam Newton here.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't get it.
What happened?
It's about time they smartened up, came on my side.
I think I've been consistent with this one all along. I think they really like Stidham.
The frustrating part is your consistency is whatever Bill says, you agree with.
No, I don't know what Stidham is going to be, Lou. I have no idea what Stidham is going to be.
Stidham's the guy. I'm good. Oh, they signed.
I'm not going along with Belichick. I'm telling you that I think that you could see by their actions that they really like Stidham. And again, you've heard it from how many different people that obviously are talking maybe to a lot of the same people I'm talking to, but they really, really like him. I don't know. He could totally suck out there, and Belichick could look like a total fool. I just gave it to you. He could start him in that first game, which I think he might, and then he could crap his pants in that first game, and we're all going to sit there and say, oh, you got to be kidding me, Bill. Jared Stidham, you were going along with this guy? Was your guy? Yeah, unbelievable.
That was the biggest fear.
Ed's in Connecticut. Next up here on EEI. Hello, Ed.
What's up, bud?
What's up, Ed?
Listen, man, you know, if Cam's humbled and all throughout all of his experiences, now he has a second chance and Bill's been had this in his back pocket the whole time, you can't tell me that Cam isn't a better man. Hands down.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, third and goal, I can't wait to see Cam on that field. I can't wait. All the times Brady was throwing the ball away, nothing was there. Cam's not going to do that. He's going to make something happen.
Yeah, that Brady sucked, Ed. You're right. Good. Thank God we got rid of him after 20 years.
No, but I'm just saying.
You're right.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And that's the way the offenses now are in the NFL. They just are. So now all of a sudden you're talking about young kids out making plays. N'Keal Harry. You know, the precision offense, you know, that Tom Brady ran was difficult for young wide receivers. You know, Brady played a role in that. The system played a role in that. And that's why you saw a lot of these great young wide receivers, you know, whether on teams with quarterbacks that were able to get out. Metcalf with Russell Wilson. You know, A.J. Brown, Tannehill's getting out a little bit. Marquise Brown with Lamar Jackson. And we kept sitting there saying, what the hell's happening with N'Keal Harry? So these guys are out there running a route, and then all of a sudden the quarterback's out of the pocket, and they're asked to be an athlete and go make a play. N'Keal Harry's asked to run 9 yards and then turn left and go for four, and that's it. You go five, we're screwed. So now all of a sudden, that's not there. Cam rolls out. Now maybe you see that athleticism in N'Keal Harry. You know, I think it does. I think it helps young wide receivers. That precision, as we've seen in the past, you know, it kind of hurt him. That's why Tom kind of went to his veteran guys.
I do like this, that suddenly we haven't been entertaining over the last 20 years. The Randy Moss comments were idiotic. The more I heard of them, the more idiotic they were. Does Randy not remember that one season, Tom Brady threw 50 touchdown passes in which he was the key receiver on that team?
Well, you know what he means, though. I mean,
that was not exciting.
Cam with the outfits and the hats and the Superman and the first downs and just the smile on the face. He's got a $1 million smile. Mm. Like, just that whole thing. Like, it's gamemanship. It's a different style of play. You know, it's like, you know, well, Larry Bird was having fun playing, but Magic looked like he was having more fun. You know what I mean? Just the style in which he played. And I think that's kind of probably what he's talking about.
Okay. Here's Steve. Steve's in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just give me a minute or so. I drove from East Hartford, Connecticut. I'm now in Worcester. I wear that one. Boy, I love you, but I got to be honest with you. I hope you're never a witness in a court case, because if you're on the witness stand, the judge is going to hold you in contempt because you don't give short answers. Who asked you what you thought of Stidham as a talk show host? And you went on about Belichick, this and that. Let me tell you what I think of Stidham as a caller and a Patriots fan, okay? I've seen him throw four or five passes, one to the opposition that went for a touchdown. So I don't think he's ready to lead a team. So my assessment is he's got a 5% chance of starting the season. Now, I'm not a big Cam Newton fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think Cam Newton being a former MVP and all the other assets he brings to the table, there's no way he does not start the season. No way in hell, and I think he's the starter until he either gets hurt or he can't perform. That's my assessment.
We'll see, but it's amazing to me that your assessment of Jarrett Stidham is based on 3.5 minutes in a Jets game.
Well, Glenn, I saw
3.5 minutes in a Jets game.
No, I saw a whole preseason game.
He was good in the preseason. But you ignored that, though, because it didn't work for your argument. So you ignored the preseason.
Guys that aren't in the league, though, right?
And cut. When he's against the number ones and number twos, you'll find out how good he is. Playing against guys that aren't playing that are getting cut the next week from the 90-man roster don't mean squat. That means nothing. Those are guys that are scrubs. You'll find out what he's all about when he gets in. And he'll get in games when he's like, when they got a big lead, he'll get in at the end of the game and get his feet wet maybe for a quarter. But he's not starting, brother. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But basing your opinion on 3.5 minutes in a Jets game makes less sense than what I said. I mean, please. If anybody says that they know what Jarrett Stidham is, Lou, they're fooling you. They're fooling you. Now, you could talk about him in college, and you know, one year he was really good, and next year he was not good at all.
But here's the thing. I agree with that take, right? You're kidding yourself. You know what he is. But yet, you think he's going to start week one. So everybody else thought, like, they're good. They've got Stid the kid, the stud, Studman. So I agree in that anyone that admits they know what he is or what he can be is foolish. And you're telling me he's going to start week one over Cam. So what does that mean?
I'm doing it based, again, on what Belichick did and Belichick's off season.
But what did he do? I mean, how many times do we sit here the first week of free agency and we try to judge this team? Say, well, you can't judge this roster until camp. I mean, you have no clue the moves he's going to make. Then we get to the draft and we say, oh, my God, I can't believe they didn't take this kid or that kid. They need this position. And it's like, hey, hold off. There's plenty of time. You can't judge this roster until you get to camp. So whether he signed Cam now or signed Cam before, the bottom line is he signed Cam Newton. And I don't care when it was. He signed him because he knows he needs a starting quarterback.
Yeah, there's a big difference. So you looked at his actions because there was no guarantee. If you're not going to go out there and push to get Cam Newton and spend the money, there's no guarantee you're going to get them. He was, if anything, he was lucky.
I think they knew they had him.
He was lucky. They knew they had him?
Yeah, I think they knew.
Oh, I'm not sure that's true.
Teams closed up.
Cam, they got him, and they knew they were going to get him for a minimum.
I think after if you believe the report, they talked to him early in camp. I'm guessing early in camp, seeing he wanted an extension and a commitment from Carolina. He was looking for a certain dollar figure. That market wasn't out there for him. Guy signed, COVID hit. Teams are like, I can't give you that kind of money. I can't look at you. I don't know physically if you're healthy or not.
I think you're totally wrong there. Matter of fact,
a lot of teams looked at their quarterback situation and said, we're young. Cam's not a fit for us. I don't think there was many spots for him. I really don't.
Sure, there was a spot for him where he could make more money, and that is wait around and see a quarterback go down.
Where was that?
Quarterbacks always go down in injuries. They go down to the preseason. So Ben Roethlisberger goes down with an injury in the second week of preseason. You don't think he's got a golden opportunity to go there and make more money?
You think athletes who are trying to prove people that they can play because their team just quit on them want to start the year not on a team waiting for someone to get hurt?
Well,
you think that's a comfortable situation? Like, why am I training? Why am I working out every week? Why I'm waiting for someone to get hurt? Like, that is, listen, I know people say that all the time. I don't really buy that all too much. Like, that I want to prove I can play in this league, so I'm going to sit around and hope someone gets hurt. Week five, no one's hurt. Or what do you call it, down there in Jacksonville gets hurt. And they're like, Minshew. And they're like, dude, whatever. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence. I don't want Cam. It's not a good fit. So a perfect fit, a contending team, has to have an injury in order for him to have a job. You think that's comfortable for athletes? I don't think that is.
He said it 3 weeks ago.
Well, he said it to somebody. It was a report. You know, we believe reports.
Yeah. He came out and he told somebody that he was going to wait around until somebody got injured. Yeah. And then he ends up getting a minimum contract.
I can go through about 20 reports that have all been BS.
31 teams pass on.
We're in this business.
All right, 617-779-7937. Does this change the Patriots' standing in the AFC? Do you look at them much differently now with Cam Newton than you did before? We'll get to all of that at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
A head coach in the AFC East told ESPN's Diana Rossini that he thinks the Patriots keep three quarterbacks and that Cam Newton will not be the week one starter. The head coach added he knows for a fact the Patriots do love Jared Stidham. Love him. He knows it for a fact.
Yeah.
Some good news ahead of the NBA's return to play in Orlando. The Celtics have had no positive COVID-19 tests since Marcus Smart tested positive back in March.
Nice.
As well as no Celtics player or coach has opted out of the return to play down in Orlando. So good news there.
Championship.
The NFL is considering requiring fans attending games this season to sign liability waivers that would shield teams from COVID-19 related lawsuits. That according to The Athletic.
Why are we talking about fans in the stands? It's not going to happen. We're lucky if we get, sports going without the fans in the stands. Why are we even talking about it?
An NHL team executive confirms to the New York Post that Toronto and Edmonton have been selected as the NHL's two hub cities.
Teams
can start practicing on July 10th. And six players from FC Dallas and Major League Soccer have tested positive for COVID-19 inside the Orlando bubble ahead of that league's tournament in Orlando, Florida. So six players from one team in MLS.
What team was it?
FC Dallas.
I think it's actually... Well, it's six now, but I think they've had like 9 or 10 throughout the last few weeks.
And that's inside the bubble in Orlando. It's kind of sign of things to come for more sports.
Inside the bubble, you're safe.
No, I think they were sneaking outside the bubble. That was the problem.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm Tyler Devin. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My first thought was that the league can't be this dumb. You know, he must really be hurt, because for 31 other teams to pass on him, I mean, it's crazy. New England gets him for the minimum. Like, look, I'm not the biggest New England Patriot fan. We all get it. But I am a huge Cam Newton fan. And this guy's a star. There's not too many stars in this league, but Cam Newton is an absolute star. And to me, he's the face of the franchise type player, both as a person and a player. So to me, if he's half of the Cam Newton that I know, that this team has a legitimate shot to go to the Super Bowl. So we're going to find out.
That is Rex Ryan. Do you remember him back on April the 8th, where he was licking his chops, where he basically said the Patriots were D-E-D dead?
Well, that's why he's pissed, because he wanted to see, you know, he knows who Brian Hoyer is, and he wanted to see Stidham. And if he can't play, then it's good luck. Good luck, Bill. Yeah, try to do what I've been doing for years. Look at this, you got this kid who can't play. You thought he was good, but then you find out he sucks. Like, we all thought all these guys were good.
If Tom Brady were your quarterback, where would you be working right now?
Please, I'd be sitting back there with that whole thing full of those Super Bowl trophies. Like I said, they would have my name on it and not my dad's, my brother's, or whatever. And I truly believe that, because I know I was a great coach. But, you know, nobody's going to give me credit. They're going to say, oh, yeah. Well, you give me a quarterback. You give me somebody like Tom Brady, we'll see how many of those things I would have won. Yeah. Let's give them Geno Smith. Let's give them whoever. And let's see how many Super Bowls he would have won.
Geno Smith got pissed about that comment.
Yes, he
did. And I think that's where, you know, yeah, Rex is kind of like, Jesus. I mean, how the hell do you guys let them get Cam Newton? Because he loves Cam Newton. So now he realizes that Bill's got a quarterback. And it is, indeed, Cam Newton.
Rob is in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, you guys think that the coronavirus comes into play here with these quarterbacks?
Meaning they're never going to play at all anyway? Sure.
No, meaning that the first and second string quarterback are pretty close together when they're practicing, and if one of them gets it, both of them are out, right?
Yeah, that's why you heard Bruce Arians talk about a third string quarterback, and that's really Brian Hoyer jokingly. I call him a COVID quarterback, but I'm not. Like, he's the bubble guy. Keep in a bubble.
You think they would just hang Newton back for maybe two games, three games, and see what happens as far as, because I don't know what's going to happen as far as this coronavirus is concerned.
What do you mean hold him back?
Won't you just hold
him in the bubble?
Can you hold Jared Stidham back?
Physically wise, let him get better physically wise, and let him adapt to the system better, and this way he comes in and he plays Superman.
Rob, why don't you want to do that with Stidham? Instead, why would you do that with Cam Newton? Who's a better quarterback, Rob? Cam Newton or Jared Stidham?
Oh, I know who's a better quarterback. So I'm just saying the unknown is the coronavirus. And if somebody gets it, if Cam goes in there and he's ready to go first string and he gets the coronavirus, then you got Stidham.
Well, how about this? If you're concerned about corona, you're talking about a bubble, put Stidham in the bubble. Cam Newton's your starting quarterback. Brian Hoyer's on the bench. He's your backup. and Stidham's in a bubble. Okay, if you, and it doesn't mean you don't like Hoyer more than Stidham, but you know, if you think Stidham can play, keep his ass in a bubble, keep him away from everybody else. At least that way, you've got what you think is a starting quarterback away from everyone else. So if you're going to really keep a guy in a bubble, it probably should be Stidham.
Yeah, in a perfect world, but I, I think they're all scared.
I always deal with
what's going to happen.
You got to think positive, buddy.
I don't know how
to
tell
Everything's perfect. We're in this together. Remember.
It would make more sense, you're right, to take the second string quarterback and put him in the bubble and separate him, right? As opposed to the third string quarterback.
Right.
Because that guy you're only using in the case of an emergency anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I just don't see coaches doing that, Lou, as we start the process here. I just think it's going to be very difficult for them to do that.
I would agree, but that is definitely a concern. I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, you can only have so many people in the room, so you only have 6-7 wide receivers, but they're all in the room together. And, you know, if one happens to get it, did you wipe out your whole wide receiving core? So it is like something that normally you would never think of, you have to worry about, but your three quarterbacks are, you know, tied at the hip. And they're going around, they're doing everything together. They're in meetings together. They're working out together. They're lifting together. They're looking at the book together, watching videos together. One of them gets it. You're screwed. You know, you're screwed. Like, you know, what happens if two of them? I mean, so, you know, keeping these guys apart, getting their work in, this is why it's, I think timing is tough. Like, a normal day of camp, if it's, you know, 8 hours, whatever it is, it might be 12. Because you're going to just have to be doing piecemealing a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I think all of this is going to be very, very difficult. And who knows? Maybe we don't even play a season this year. We don't play till next fall. Luke is in Jacksonville. That's Tyler's old stomping grounds. What's up, Luke?
How are you, buddy? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
The big question I have about Cam Newton is how is he going to handle the media? And the reason why I'm asking that is because I remember after he got his lunch handed to him in the Super Bowl by Peyton Manning, he was whining and complaining the media attention that Denver got because they won the Super Bowl. So is he going to be able to humble himself? And with the Patriots hush-hush, and you can only say certain things, will Belichick be able to knock that out of him? Because he sounded like a punk when he was crying to the media about it.
I don't remember that, like crying because you say Denver got more attention because they won? Well, I don't remember that. Yeah, I remember the whole thing over the fumble. I remember the whole thing about the fumble.
He was asked about that in the post-game press conference.
4 minutes to go, third down. He didn't jump on. He just stood there. It took a lot of grief and the way he handled it.
Yeah, his leg turning the wrong way or something like that. He went through all of that. Hey, listen, he's had some battles with the media over the years. This might be a perfect situation with COVID-19 in that most of this stuff may be, you know, virtual press conferences. I'm not sure they're going to allow the media anywhere close to those players. You know, they're coming from outside their world. They can control their world a little bit more. But when media people are coming from the outside, that's not necessarily a good thing. So I think this might be a perfect situation for a guy who's had some issues with the media in the past. And this is a market where they do ask you an awful lot of questions. They do. All right, 617-779-7937. The big fella has the day off. Lou and I are here. More of OMF next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Cam Newton going to New England,
Make no mistake, the AFC East is still all about the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills will win the division by 3 or 4 games. The Buffalo Bills are loaded. The Bills have a better defense than New England. That defense for the Buffalo Bills, absolutely incredible. Josh Allen is a great quarterback who's going to become even better in year number 3. Stephon Diggs and Brown and Beasley at the wide receiver position. Josh Allen is better than Cam Newton. Sam Darnold is light years better than Cam Newton. Again, we're talking about the 2020 season.
All right, that's Adam Schein. He's joking, right? I mean, he's not being serious, right? Did we check out?
Well, he's got to be joking because, first off, you know, listen, I thought the Pats are a 6-team win with the current room of Stidham and Hoyer. Cam Newton in that room, I put him at 9, comfortably 9. So I don't think the Bills are 3 games better, easily 3 games better.
3 to 4 games.
I don't think Josh Allen is a great. He said it's great. No, he said great. Right? Words matter. Great quarterback.
Took him out of the playoff game last year.
Great.
Let's
see what it looks like. See if
how about
he continues
Darnold
to grow.
Josh Allen light is years a great quarterback.
No. Darnold. No. Light years
no
better
again,
than
intriguing.
Cam.
Curious to see what he looks like
yep
this year. Intriguing.
Yep.
Same with Allen. But light years? Come on. 3 games better? Come on.
But he was serious with that, right? He was serious with
that. Well, he was wearing a propeller hat and a clown nose when he said it. I don't really know what to think.
3 games
because I'm
better
not saying that Buffalo can't win the
Buffalo
division.
Buffalo is 12?
But they win by 3 or 4 games? And if Darnold is light years better than Cam, I take it that the Jets finish in 2nd? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know. The whole thing seems stupid. So everybody's got Kansas City and Baltimore as the 2 powers in the AFC, and it's hard to argue that point. Though who knows? Maybe teams have learned what Tennessee figured out last year with Baltimore, and they're able to contain Lamar Jackson. Who knows what
happens? Yeah, I think Kansas City, though, is clearly number 1.
I would think so.
I don't think 2 right now is that close. You know, going into the year, we all know everything changes.
I think Baltimore has an easier schedule, and they have far less traveling, I think, than most teams in the league. So maybe that's a factor. We'll wait and see.
I think you got to give them number 2 out of respect. I think we're all curious to see how teams defend that offense next year, right? I mean, it was unique. You know, very unique player. Unbelievable. You know, rookie MVP quarterback. Can teams turn him into a passing quarterback?
Maybe.
So
we've seen this in the past.
Yeah, but I still think it's a good team.
Yep.
Very good team.
Yep. And they still lack receivers. So you look at the Patriots. Could they be the 3rd best team in the AFC? Is that possible?
I guess anything's possible, right, KG? Anything is possible. I do think that we don't know who the 3rd best team is. Pittsburgh?
I think it's out of a group of Buffalo, Houston, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and the Raiders, right?
The point is, it's a really big group. I mean,
yes,
to me, Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh,
yes,
Tennessee. How about Indianapolis? I think it's a great
group
roster, but Philip Rivers, I don't know, does he throw up on himself like he did last year and just start throwing picks in the 4th quarter? But Indy, very good team. Like you mentioned, Oakland, I don't know. Oakland. I don't know. Denver. I don't know.
They're in Vegas now. Remember that.
Yeah.
Just call them the Raiders. It's easier.
You got about 6 or 7 teams vying for that 3rd spot. And to be honest with you, I would put Buffalo there. I put Buffalo as the 3rd best team. Yep. 3rd best. Buffalo Bills.
I still think that, unlike Adam Schein, who believes that Josh Allen is a great quarterback. Josh Allen is not a great quarterback. If Josh Allen were a great quarterback, we would be sitting here talking about the Buffalo Bills in the same conversation with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. That's what we would be doing. We're not doing that because they're not, and he is not that quarterback. So I think he's still the problem they have. If he doesn't improve, I don't care who you add for receivers and weapons
Diggs
for him. Good night.
Stephon
see you later.
Diggs.
They what?
Stephon Diggs.
That's what I just said. You can add all the receivers you want. If your quarterback still can't make the throws, still makes stupid reads, still is inaccurate, throws the ball away in the worst case scenarios, the worst case in playoff games, in big games, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it out of Josh Allen. Oh. I know the big fella, Christian, hated him coming out of college. And I think Christian's right. I haven't seen enough. He teases you every once in a while, Lou. But when the play is out there in big games, what is he? And if you want to move into that next group, you got to have a quarterback.
Well, I think it helps to give him a weapon. You know, I mean, who was he throwing to last year? Real quick, trivia question.
He's throwing to John Brown last year. Who else was in that depth chart last year? The Beasley was in that, was his slot guy?
Yep, and they had Knox, who came on late.
Right.
So
tight ends were good.
Yeah, so
tight ends were good.
Now you throw in Stephon Diggs. So now we'll see. Third year in the league. That was always sort of like a measuring stick for guys. We'll see. But I just think Buffalo, I think we had that stat, too, of returning starters percentages. And the Patriots were, I believe, 29th. It was like 66% snaps last year are returning. So it was like one of the bottom of the league. I think Buffalo might have been number one or two in guys returning.
Number one, 88%. The Patriots were 29th at 67% of returning
number
snaps.
Number one. So I think the defense is very good. I think they know who they are. Diggs will change that a little bit, and maybe Allen throws the ball. We'll see. I know he's inaccurate. I just think they're the third best team in the league, in the division.
I think their biggest problem, they have to get by New England, and New England's secondary is going to be a load for Josh Allen.
So who would you say it is?
Yeah. It's going to be a load.
Who would you say is the third best team?
I think it I would say it's either New England or it is – I think Tennessee's going to take a step back too, Lou. I'd say Pittsburgh. Because I think you've got, in those two teams, you still have great tradition. Those are organizations that are really good at filling in spots. You talk about the Patriots, they do have to fill in some spots from a year ago. They're two organizations that are very good at doing that. They lose a player, you sit there and say they're going to be screwed, and the next thing you know, they found somebody else.
Yeah, no, I think Pittsburgh's going to be good. I mean, when you look at that, like 8-8 last year, you know, and this is where Tomlin got a lot of credit. When Roethlisberger went down, their quarterbacks were so bad. Like, what was the duck guy? Like, whatever the hell his name was.
The duck guy.
Yeah, I mean, think of Mason Rudolph. I mean, Jesus, he's, you know, chucking helmets. I mean, those guys, I just thought he had awful quarterback play, and they kind of kept it together a little bit.
Well, the only thing
still
I would
very
say,
good defense. They got a lot of talent in that defense.
The only
and
thing
Connor's
I would,
healthy.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is when we talk about Cam Newton and what he does out there and he opens himself up for injury, does Ben Roethlisberger not do the same thing?
I'd be more concerned with Roethlisberger's elbow. I mean, they thought he might have to have Tommy John,
yes,
for God's sakes.
Right.
So, I mean, now he doesn't. Great. But, yeah, I'm more concerned about, you know, the elbow when it comes to Roethlisberger. But I think it'd be a good team.
I think it's a health issue, though, both for him and for Cam Newton. And Newton probably keeps himself in slightly better shape, I would say, than Ben Roethlisberger. Slightly better. Mm-hmm. Back to the phones we go. Here's Jamal in a car. Jamal.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I just want to say you're welcome. You're welcome for your promo content that I provided you guys based on my Super Bowl scenario at the end of my call.
Well, thank you very much.
Ago.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got your back whenever you need. But when I was talking to the whoever answered the phone,
producer.
I was talking about before we got Cam Newton, we were going into this season hoping that he could have a similar season to Brady had, to how Brady had when he came in. You know, being a game manager, don't make mistakes. You know, just take care of the ball, stuff like that. When we got Cam Newton, he's definitely starting. You don't sit down Cam Newton for Jared Stidham. That just doesn't happen. You just have to hold, and plus he has something to prove.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, I think it's looking good. We just went from a middle of the pack team to maybe being in the top five in the league, in the AFC, I mean.
I agree.
So I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, Jamal, you're right the way you said it too, because I remember we talked about Jared Stidham and he kept saying, okay, What's a good year for Jared Stidham? We looked at Tom Brady's first year, or we said, you know, just there's going to be mistakes. And so you kind of almost felt like you knew what that first year was going to look like. If they won some games, there's going to be some mistakes. The numbers are going to manage the game. With Cam, the ceiling's much higher. I mean, much higher.
He's a better
Jared
player
Stidham.
Right now with more experience, but again,
much higher.
Again, the last eight games that he's played were not good. He's had health issues,
sucked.
So you just don't know where he's going to be. The motivation part, I agree, Jamal. If he was ever motivated, this would be the perfect opportunity. Here's a guy that's coming off of $100 million-plus contract, and they're paying him about $1 million a year in guaranteed money. So absolutely there's motivation there. But physically, can he do it? He really has been beaten up. And that would be a question I would have. Is he capable of being that player he's been in the past? I'm not sure he is. Here's Joe. Joe's in a car next up here in EEI. Hi, Joe.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hey, Joe. Joe.
Lou.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something, buddy. You're the smartest guy on the radio. God, man.
Why is that, Joe?
Did you go to Harvard?
No, well, I went to Harvard or Rhode Island, Providence.
Okay, because your sidekick over there, Glenn, the corona's affected this guy.
It does.
And
it's affecting
me. He's working from home.
Let me get some sanitizer.
Yeah, you're sipping that Kool-Aid, Glenn.
Sanitizer, I drink it.
Can you go in here
tell me to do.
And say, Stidham's going to start this season? Yeah, and here's how it works, too, Glenn. Yes, you're right. We didn't like Cam Newton. We didn't like Randy Moss. But when they come to our team, we love the guy. That's just how it works, buddy.
So in other words, what you can no longer do is you can't objectively talk about Cam Newton because now he's wearing your laundry, and so it has all changed. I get it, Joe. I understand that. Excuse me for at least bringing up some possibilities where Cam might not be as good as we think he is. The same thing that you and others were saying a month ago when he was not wearing the laundry. Thank you.
But Lou is right. You went from a 6-win team, if that. Well, now with Cam on this roster.
I didn't think you were a 6-win team. That's Lou's opinion. I didn't believe they were a 6-win team. I thought they were a 9-10-win team.
Like I told you, Lou's the smartest guy in the arena. The guy knows what he's talking about.
We'll find out. We'll find out. He's got some ups. He's got some downs.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, Joe.
You know I love you, but I love Lou better. Lou,
I know you do, Joe. I get that, Joe.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, too, Joe. I love you, buddy.
See you, Joe.
6-win team. Now they're 9. Now they're 9-10. Now they're competing. 9. Now they're competing for the AFC.
It's the Italian-American team now. With Joe, you know.
Beautiful. Lou, you didn't go to Harvard?
No, I told you. Harvard or Rhode Island.
Lou, did you go to Harvard?
Providence. Not Brown. Sorry, people. Not Brown.
I was going to say, excuse me, Lou.
No.
Brown would have been the Harvard of Rhode Island.
According to you? No, according to who?
Not Providence. According to me,
PC,
yes.
Baby. Go
Joe
Friars.
Joe sounds like more of a Brown guy anyway.
Go Friars.
Travis is driving around. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Good point. Hey, it's hard to capitalize on all the points you guys had right there. I got two things.
Yeah.
A little bit, the first thing was with Lamar Jackson. I'd be curious to see what he actually does this year. He had me a believer last year, but you know what? So did a lot of people the first year coming back, so now people are going to start picking up on that. But the second thing I really wanted to capitalize on was Cam Newton has everything to lose and everything to gain. He's not a bum quarterback, and he's actually a good quarterback that is walking into a complete system. So you can't say that Tom Brady was the only reason the New England Patriots dominated 20 years. They had a phenomenal owner, phenomenal coach, and a phenomenal staff. You look at some of the other teams like Jerry Jones. Dude, you're probably the reason why the Cowboys aren't good, because your team's good, but you're the guy interfering. But Cam Newton has everything to lose and everything to gain. They picked him up for $1 million. This is do or die for that man. Those receivers are hungry. He's hungry. I think you're going to see a really good season, man. And I think you have the coaching staff to really hone it in to take you there.
What happened to the weak receivers we had? Now suddenly the receivers are hungry. It's amazing how it's all changed here. I thought the receivers were really weak. Weren't we talking about they don't have any receivers?
But you could still be hungry.
You know?
You could still be hungry. I don't think they were hungry last year with Brady. I'd have to spend more time looking at the wide receiving groupings in all of the league. Because you're starting to hear the Patriots still have the worst wide receiving group. Now, if you lump in tight ends, I might agree with you. I would lump in tight ends
because so many teams are utilizing.
Well, that's what I mean.
So if you make it pass catchers, right, and you just say
wide receiver, tight ends, then okay. But Sanu's a guy that I kind of give a pass last year. I do. The surgery afterwards, it kind of you used to hear he's playing through a high ankle sprain. Instead of taking 4 or 5 weeks, he took off 2. And he just wasn't the same. Edelman is Edelman. So if Sanu can be what he normally is, a good number 3, and now it comes down to Harry. So I don't think wide receiver necessarily is their weakest grouping. You know what I mean? But a lot of people do.
Listen, I'm not questioning Cam Newton's motivation. I'm not questioning that he's got everything to gain here, so much to gain. Nobody's disputing that. The question is, at age 31 and been beaten up the way he's been beaten up, and the fact that if you still want him to be that type of quarterback where you're relying on his legs as much as you're relying on the arm, I'm not sure that works at age 31 when he's been beaten up and he gets hit to the point where he gets injured. And he's played through it, but we've seen when he's played through it, he's not the same quarterback. He couldn't throw the ball 15 yards. Second half of 2018, it was awful. So that's what you might be getting here. The previous, so I understand the 9 years, and you go back to 2015, and as Lewis cited, the first half of 2018, he was pretty good.
Well, it was the first 11 games. He was outstanding. And then he tried to play through
it
the
next. They lost a lot of games in a row there, though, Lou, in the second half of the season.
They did, but you know, I got a hard time. I mean, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl, so Brady sucks.
No, Brady didn't lose for 11 games in a row.
No, I understand that, but for 11.
Or 10 out of 11 or something like that. That's what that team lost.
Everybody talking about first eight. Like, literally, just pull up the game logs. I mean, first 11. He had a quarterback rating of 103. He was great in week 9, 10, and 11. And then it caught up to him. And the next 3 weeks, he sucked, and he got benched. Well, he stopped playing the last couple weeks of the season. But for 11 weeks, if you get a quarterback in here with 22 touchdowns and, what, I think 7 interceptions at that point and a 103 quarterback rating, who, by the way, can also run and has a 69% completion percentage in 2018, not 15, 18, then yeah, this team takes a much different look, much different look. So you don't have to go back to 15. Go back to 18. And he got hurt.
But he's got to stay healthy, and he gets hurt.
I think you could say that to anybody. Everyone's got to stay healthy. Stidham's got to stay healthy.
Lou, he had 3 major surgeries in 2 years. And there's a reason. He's getting hit, running, and he's having difficulty dealing with it. That's the problem. That's the problem. So, to me, that's what I fear the most with him right now, is you're not going to be able to keep him upright. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number as we get into more. And Rodney Harrison has some interesting comments. He is heavily involved, as we know, on Sunday Night Football. And he's not sure we're going to play a season in the NFL. And he's not alone. We'll get into it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.